Take yourself back to 1984, 5, 6, 7, 8. The Iraqis and Iranians have been at war for 5 years. Saddam has used chemical weapons, including arsenic and mustard gas, on his Kurds and his own people. The Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden are a disaster. We're trying to get Iraqi oil out of there for the whole world to use. Trying to stay away from the Iranians. Trying to stay away from the coast of Kuwait. So we got a whole fleet of Arleigh Burke-class destroyers out there, and every ship in the world wants to submit to the Jones Act to be flagged United States. Oil tankers right and left want the protection of these United States of America, and they are willing to take on U.S. flags and rename their ships. Right and left, you'd see it all the time. The guys are out there repainting the bows and the sterns of the ship. The ship's name was Malumba, and they're repainting it the Hawthorne, the Franklin. And they are therefore receiving United States Navy escort. In that delicate balance, Ronald Reagan was protecting the world's oil supply from powerful nations at war. Millions of men under arms. Fast forward to today, where ships are turning off their AIS, their automatic identification system transponders, to avoid Houthi rebels, triple-decker sandwich-eating losers in speedboats with a couple of drones and Kalashnikovs. That should give you some perspective on our current projection of force. It's just a sailor's perspective, but it may be worthwhile thinking about. We are actively defending diversity, a kind of diversity that has nothing to do with actual diversity of opinion. Diversity is a strength. Diversity is such a strength that it requires 24/7 propaganda to remind us about it and a police state to enforce it. This is WCGA News Talk 1100. I'm Franklin.